Father, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you. I present my body. You redeemed me. I belong to you. I'm yours. And I receive and I walk in all that you have given me. You give me life. You give me peace. You give me joy. You give me health. You give me strength. You made provision for me. You have set my destiny. That everything about me you have already planned. And you gave me your spirit to guide me through it all. All I got to do is believe my heart and use my mouth and be obedient to what I hear come out of my mouth. I'm the heal. I'm the well. My needs are met. And you know that you follow your confession with action. Nobody pays you a job just to sit in the house and twiddle your thumb unless you're on some government program. They'll do that. But if you are employed with somebody, you're going to have to get up and go to work. Come on. You going to do what? Get them to go to work. You know it's your responsibility as you get employed with somebody, someone, some company. You know it's your responsibility to get up and fulfill your obligation. And God have blessed you with the strength to do it, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the means, the favor, and all that to do it. So your life is filled. Where did I stop it? And then here we go. Paid and reconnected. Sacrificed. Don't buy no sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell in his presence. All right. And now there is nothing, say nothing. Amen. Say it again. Amen. Between you and Father God. For he sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. That's why he said, hold fast to your confession. So don't let pain, don't let lack, don't let confusion, don't allow any of those things to stop you from confessing the word of God and holding fast to it. Hello? I say hello. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
The place confession holds in your life. The place that confession holds, should hold in your life, is saying the same thing that God said. I'm just about to dismiss. But we're supposed to serve you communion today. Father, these words from you are words of life. These words of instruction for us to live the life. Your spirit is to guide us through life. Teach us and give us the revelation that come from you, that we know exactly what to say and do. So we thank you. We're about to do what you commissioned us and command us to do. You said we should carry out these audience. Hallelujah. And you said, as long as we do this here, we should carry them out. And those two things is the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood was shed, the body was broken. 39 lashes were laid on your back for our healing. The blood was shed for the removal of sin. Sin has been remitted in our lives. We no longer identify as a sinner, but we identified as a righteous man and woman. We identify as a child of God that's redeemed of the Lord. So if we partake in this, we are declaring that spirit, soul, and body, we are off limit to any work of evil in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it.